Congregation at the Memphis New Zionfield Baptist Church about how the experience impacted his faith.
A few weeks ago, my faith was tested. Say, a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted.
The Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation.
The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure.
It's down to the final four in the men's NCAA tournament. USA's Laura Winters on Saturday's upcoming matchups.
And after two big weekends of exciting...
Another front's coming down that's going to clear us out for the rest of the week, beginning Wednesday. Some clouds tonight and tomorrow, too, but stays mostly dry by late in the afternoon tomorrow. Into tomorrow night, widely scattered showers, or maybe even an isolated thunderstorm. Overnight, low 60s to about 70 tomorrow afternoon, around the middle 80s. Then tomorrow night, a little cooler behind the front early in the morning Wednesday. The wind shift, gusty breezes, clearing skies, sunny for the afternoon. The highs of lower to mid-70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Experience one of the last battles of the American Civil War. With opening ceremonies, battle reenactments each day, a period ball and court presentation Saturday, and a crowning ceremony on Sunday. At the 4th Annual Battle of Pleasant Hill Reenactment and Festival. Friday through Sunday, April 12th through the 14th. 3 miles north of Pleasant Hill in Pelican, Louisiana. Get directions and more info at battleofpleasanthill.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, and the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sad,
stop your sad.
Won't you be happy again,
happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
What you listening to? WGSO 990. No. Oh, AM in New Orleans. So, it's another episode of the Beat Exchange. I have Josh sitting in. I'm Trash Talk New Orleans. James is on the side of the road in Oklahoma waiting 6 hours for AAA. And I think they're supposed to come out in a half hour. Isn't that true, Josh?
I thought that's what you paid for.
Right. Oh, well.
Well, it's April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024.
Very good. Yep. And we're going to have a couple other callers come in. They, you know, going around doing their thing Easter Monday. You know, sometimes from my background with in the Catholic Church, Christmas Monday and Easter Monday was always a reflection day. Like, we didn't really work. What about you, Josh?
Well, I worked all day today. Not right. Yesterday.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's like old school stuff, you know, like the, St. Joseph altar and everything. It's almost like you, the whole time you're doing this stuff, it's almost like you're in not a time capsule, but just a mission, like a journey to make this feast. But at another time, I'm going to be telling you about the mystical aspects of St. Joseph altars. And, you know, not to interfere with all the stuff everybody else talked about, but it's the same thing. And it's the culture of where it came from and why. That's kind of has it diluted in modern day to some people. You know, they travel and go pick up food and then they critique the food. Sometimes you have children learning how to make the cookies, so they don't need to have a critic. But anyway, did you see everybody's up in airs about Jeff Landry demanding that the federal judge, Susie Morgan, be impeached? What'd you think about that, Josh?
Well, you don't like Landry. I'm on the fence.
No. I don't like the system Landry represents, and he's a thug, and he's eventually going to get caught stealing suitcases at the airport.
But to answer your question, I'm all for it. I love it.
Right.
Even if you're not officially calling for it, you're just insinuating. There's a topic about this Landry stuff because that just broke today. All the black leaders in New Orleans are assembling a team to try to counter all the measures he's enacting in the city. Not just the crime bills, but he's trying to do a Louisiana state takeover of the sewage and water board. He's taken power of the downtown developmental district away from the mayor. So this whole group of people, including some nonprofit criminals, are trying to get together. And I don't know how much you can block a governor with a little group, but it's pretty some like passive aggressive kind of things going on, as there's like for a place that's plagued with so many problems like New Orleans, and a governor who, at least superficially from what I can see between the crime and the sewage and water board, is making more effort than the last governor to do anything about it. They're trying to stonewall progress or to block a solution, a potential solution. Basically, their efforts are saying, hey, the way things have been for the last few years are just fine. Why does the governor doesn't need to come here when that's not the case? But they're all teaming up. Suspiciously absent from their effort is the mayor, who, as we know, no longer makes public appearances, apparently.
Right. Well, I got a different take on it, but it's similar. He's not about the U.S. Constitution. He's not even about the state constitution. He's a thug that has covered up his state AG. This horror situation in the prisons. And they've been, Morrell and Cannizzaro's been helping him cover up, like they're covering up all the slammer accidents with dirty police involved. Even though there was a murder of the coordinator, there was a murder in all of this. He just wants to sweep that under the rug because the thugs that are behind these insurance scams put him in office. They needed those puffed up voter rolls. They don't want to have these voter rolls purged, not right now, because that's how Landry got in office.
That's hard for me to, I would think Landry wants the voter rolls purged. I could drive around all of Louisiana and it's like, I'm not going to, It's red, aside from Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Yeah, I understand that, babe. I do understand that. But we got people on the voter rolls that they know don't belong there. We have over 3,000 in Orleans Parish addresses. That doesn't mean that's one person voting from there. And we have in... 2011, we had 2,700 in St. Bernard Parish. So that's not just one person voting. And at that election, they had eight people losing the election, eight votes losing an election. And they put in, for parish president, they put in a guy that had a sex dungeon. And that was all over Baton Rouge and everything. I mean, it's like they had a gonorrhea outbreak out here because they got a narcotics agent for the St. Bernard Sheriff's Department trading sex and all at the Chalmette Monument that night. Right as we're about to get I'm going to tell y'all something. Mimi Owens has been an operative for Jeff Landry for a long time before she had a name change. And right as we get in a helicopter to fly over and take photos of what's going on, that's when she decides to dox me. And she doxed me with the photo of my mother's obituary. Now, a Facebook account that was on the internet with the collage with a picture of her and Jeff Gray never even knew what was going on. I could promise you, he didn't know. He knew I didn't like Facebook. And I kept saying, why people keep asking me got a Facebook account? But other people knew what she did. Patty knew what she did.
We got 1 minute here.
But nobody would help me change it. Now she won't give up the code so she can keep it like she's had it for 15 months. So I'm going to talk more about how when you have the mob whore brings other mob whores around. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. I am the Empress of Badness. I'm going to show you something.
Never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, returns April 11th through April 14th. Gather with friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter for the free four-day fest with the largest display of Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world. Download the official French Quarter Fest app and start planning your fest experience today.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Thank you. DSO. That's grand. So anyway, there's lots of things going on in our country, and I started looking at redistricting because, and other methods of vote rigging. And what tipped me off was what Liz Cheney said one day. She was, please, she was begging people to vote for her so she could get back in. She ought to be hanging by a noose necktie right now. And what happened, she said something really strange. She told the people what to do was go change to Republican to vote for her. And then you can change back. And I'm thinking, how the hell can this happen? So I started studying different things that were going on in different states. That's why when they did it for Nikki Haley to raise her numbers in the Iowa caucus, that's how she got her numbers raised. They had an onslaught of people that showed up when it was time to vote and change their affiliation to Republican. It happened. It was happening so quickly, like a flash mob. They didn't even have enough printing machines to do what they wanted to do. Now, there's a process that goes with that. That process was not followed. And the people were starting to throw a fit. But that's how Nikki Haley had such high numbers. Because you can't imagine that America First candidate would even have any competition, especially what they're doing to him with President Trump. He's our real president. Our real president. This is why I started going after Landry for what he was doing to cover up the child sex crimes and sex crimes against women. Is because President Trump's our real president. And he needs to know these things that Landry did, where he acquired the nomination by three people on this GOP Louisiana, New Orleans version. They operated outside of the procedures, local procedures of their own organization to have that endorsement. So he's got shady practices on getting the endorsement. Then he goes to Mar-a-Lago and solicits with a bunch of thugs they can't even get in to get President Trump's endorsement. So then all of a sudden, it's announced that I'm meeting not by President Trump, by Landry. And when this happened, I said, oh, no, that's impossible. That's impossible. Not knowing how it happened, I had to research, and people told me, you know, like Billy Nungesser, I wrote when he was on air and said he didn't get the, you know, people have a hard time saying exactly what happened, you know, because they're trying to not say these thugs, but use the word thugs when somebody's ramming something through that's not legal. That organized crime syndicates is enough to say. You could say it seems like an organized crime syndicate. You don't have to say it is. I'll say what I know is an organized crime syndicate. Just like Frank DeSalvo, he's down in St. Bernard having a non-existent parade because he's building solutions in the community. They gave him airtime, even had to call Jeff, say, Jeff, there's a big thing about a parade that the station is promoting, but I'm hearing this from other people. And I said, there's no parade. It's Good Friday. And so the show host that they put that on, they had parade music and everything was talking. And so finally, that show host says, ask them, where's the parade going to start? They didn't know. They didn't know. They gave this whole thing about Frank DeSalvo, a stone thug that gets women beat up, has tried to murder me a number of times. And the police report, the police reports disappear if you're allowed to document the incident, you know, like shooting out the back window to Lincoln and all of that. So, you know, it's the women that are sometimes we get scared, but we got to keep on going. How are we going to not stop when they're doing this to women who just and kids? Jeff Landry covered up child sex crimes. The DA Connick out in Jefferson knew about this with the pimp mobile, knew about it, did nothing, just like they did nothing about the identity theft ring, identity fraud, and forgery, and four different banks to drain the bank accounts. These are people who collapse banks. That's why Landry didn't want to do anything about it, because he knew it was going to lead to three clerks of court, three law clerks, and three judges signing phony, baloney, fraudulent succession filings in three different parishes. He didn't want to expose that. That's what he was sitting on. But yet, they submitted phony, baloney documents, made up affidavits with the same people from the Catholic Church, Josephine Giffen, my brother's godmother, and submitted them to FEMA, SBA, insurance companies, banks, and other lending institutions to acquire money under false pretenses. They were so antsy for me to have a deposition. And when I just got out of the ER, Patty could tell you, because she's the one who convinced me to go to the hospital. And I couldn't breathe. The pain was so bad. So they said that that could be appendicitis, and that could kill you. I go, well, everybody else wants to kill me. I better go to the hospital because I don't want it to be appendicitis. And I'm going to tell you all something about the hospital. When you go into the ER, I said it might be appendicitis. I didn't know it wasn't. It was from the accident where a big truck targeted the medical transportation van that I was riding in, a vehicle that I was riding in as a sole passenger. That's not the first targeted incident. But I got a phone call from Mimi Owens. If not this time, maybe next time. And when they played with my phone recently, if I turned my phone on, it was all about car wrecks, people getting run over and everything. Why do I have to live like this with this mob whore? Because that's what she was before she came. I never said a word. I never told Jeff, not even to this day, that the drunken skunk that was calling me on the phone was Mimi Owens. So I'm not going to allow Mimi Owens to say I was getting into a personal business, and then Patty wants to play games for her to protect her, get a good promotion, right? But tricking Mr. Brian to say that what I sent to him on Mr. Ducote's writing, because they were tricking him, saying getting him to say all kind of stuff on
the
radio.
Got 1 minute, Barbara.
And I forget what it was. Say, oh, Jesus, I got to send him this to stop them. This is terrible. I couldn't even keep it on my WGSO webpage because they would go in and take it down so people could see what we were collecting of information. That's all we were doing. Why can't we? So my boys are monetizing. She ain't the only one. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a little bit. And maybe we'll have a caller, and then we'll... You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
You have ghosts in your house?
Well, I do. Hi.
It's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, seven nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A former Louisiana state trooper was arrested Monday morning for malfeasance in office and filing false public records. 56-year-old Brett Dupree retired last August while on leave for an investigation into two crashes that occurred in April of 2023 in St. Tammany Parish. Louisiana State Police says Dupree intentionally failed to properly investigate the crashes involving impaired drivers and did not take the drivers into custody. Troop L supervisors re-examined those incidents and the alleged impaired drivers were charged. Dupree faces two counts of malfeasance in office and one count of filing false public records. The Louisiana House approves a bill that could result in fines of up to $50,000 on hospitals, public agencies, and other employers for mandating the COVID-19 vaccine. Bill sponsor Monroe Representative Michael Eccles.
There's government entities in South Louisiana, in particular around New Orleans, that are still requiring or mandating the vaccine. And then there's spotty instances across the state where businesses are still doing it. I think it's an egregious overreach.
LRN.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Johnny Thunders was something else. He died in New Orleans. What a shame. He always wanted to come to New Orleans and do a project, and he died within hours.
You know, I went ahead and did Daddy Rolling Stone for you because one of my favorite guys plays bass on that record on a few of them, and he does vocals on that track later on, Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy, who also died from heroin.
So, Bane?
Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy.
He
plays bass on that album with Johnny Thunders and sings on that song in the second verse. But
right.
It was probably Johnny Thunders that got them all into heroin in 1978.
It was wild. You know, he didn't drink or do drugs in the early 70s. They used to come down here to New Orleans and stay at it was these people that owned two hotels. One was on Tulane, and a nice hotel on Tulane, actually, where they played cards, and that's when they busted that judge playing cards. And the one downtown, right around Toulouse and Bourbon. And right across the street, they had a club that everybody would go to late at night. You know, like 12 to 2 or something, you'd start heading down to this club. And they'd have people playing music on the sidewalks just about because the place was small. But it was almost like a block party on that corner. And that's where Billy Gregory got picked up for It's a Beautiful Day in the 60s, going into the 70s. And Billy was fantastic. Billy went all around the world with them. And then when Billy wanted to come home to New Orleans, because there's no place like New Orleans, you know, he started playing. We played with other people, but he really fell into sync with Marva Wright. And they were, Tipitina started a record label. And this was like in 1990 up there. And I was in Paris at the time, and I came back, and Marvin said, gee, Wiz, I thought you would be doing all my pre-production. I said, well, I was supposed to if we started. This was, you know, he says, yeah, but they don't know what they're doing on my record. And what happened was that the troll and Mark Howard, who was the roadie, Wham-Wah was trying to let them have credits producing her record. They didn't even know what the hell they were doing. And we found out, and this is why, when Marva had her record release party, everybody's wondering, where's Marva's band? They literally switched her band out to be the people from Canada that did not know how to play rhythm and blues. They did not have the feeling. You got to have the feeling for rhythm and blues. I walked into the studio one day, and I heard people playing on top of some of Martha's other records. And I walked in, what are y'all doing? It was so shocking. They trying to learn how to play rhythm and blues by playing on top of the record. So long story short, when they put out the record, they pirate everything. Lam Y and Brian Eno and U2, they pirate everything. Any engineer that's working for Lam Y, I don't care if it's at the Jazz Fest, I don't care where it is, they are making copies for the bootleg market. Sorry to tell y'all, but you need to know that. And they were caught opening up a place in an old, a Crazy Johnny's restaurant in Slidell, where it's going to be, it was going to be a Tipitina's, you know, in Slidell, like, but it's not, wasn't Tipitina's. They were making it like a Tipitina's type club. And they got, they were discovered secretly recording the bands. And that's why it closed. Nobody would play for them. And so when the people who wrote the songs on Marvin's pre-production tape started receiving checks from radio airplay, those songs were not on Marvin's final release. So not only was Daniel Lam Y bootlegging Marvin's pre-production tape, they weren't giving the credits, the proper credits to who was playing. They were given the credits, the radio credits, when they would talk about it, would be the Canadian people. They were not playing that music. That was the pre-production tape that was pressed with the phony baloney credits in the packaging. So they getting credit for playing, but it wasn't them. And eventually Karen Brady gave back the pre-production tape because I had listed it in a federal court complaint about theft of intellectual property. And there were other people who wanted me to list their names, but I knew that he would go after them. He would, Daniel Lam Y and Bono and U2 would target them. They had blackballed me up until 2019 when I started the radio show. They had Keith Spears 2003 article on U2's website. People sent me, said, Barbara, it's time for you to do something about this. You know, and that was in 2017. When I started to do something about it, I got body slammed by this police officer that was a friend of Desiree Charbonnet's from a gang stalking act of violence, you know, because that's what the Charbonnets are about, no matter what anybody tells you, Mimi Owens or whatever. He makes money covering all of that damn. And she's been going around with that stack of affidavits and statements that I wasn't allowed to view. And at pedophiles court, Sanborn in St. Bernard, that's what Jeff Landry uses to block any action from the, and Cannizzaro, that's Landry and Cannizzaro doing that. And this could have been investigated a long time ago, you know, but that's the way it goes. When you have a dirty DA, like Leon Cannizzaro, Stone Thug, just like the Connick's office, would not criminally charge pedophiles. People who found out that their children were molested had to file a civil complaint so that the pedophiles would be protected. Can you believe this? And now he's making it, he's putting it in the schools, but they have people on the air saying, thanks for my governor, he's not doing that. He did it. It was all set up under John Bell Edwards. He did it already. His partnership committees are all about that, to control every aspect of our lives because it's Marxist ideology. People in the beginning said, hey, it's because he wants to control New Orleans. He wants to control what gets prosecuted. That's why he's flipping out about the federal court judge, Susie Morgan, accepting more incidents of police misconduct and thuggery because they were doing these things while they were under federal consent decree. So I suggest it's real easy that you send something in to Judge Susie Morgan and you call up and say that you want to give a presentation and just blow Landry out of the water for what he was trying to cover up that you know about, that you are a witness or you are a victim of crimes. And Landry and Cannizzaro didn't want to do anything about it because it's a cover-up. We don't deserve to live under this. Not at all. And that was DeSalvo and Bigelow that set up that gang stalking where Tora Clark were only this one person's name in a police report. And I had visible injuries.
One minute now, Barbara.
They have photos of my injuries and still acts of violence, and they cover it up. That's why we got everything the way it is. So we got to take another break. You listen to WGSO, 990 AM. And there was a state trooper busted, announced that he was busted for malfeasance in office for doing the same thing.
Never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504 279-6590.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Very good, Josh. I wanted to talk about imprinting. Like in talk radio, when someone calls up and says something that's strange, I'm going to use an example so you know what the deal is. See, Matthew is a mob character that calls up and disrupts shows. Now, he'll call on one show and he'll say, well, I went to the polls and I don't know. I didn't see any WGSO people on any of the ballots. Well, he's a smart man. He knows that their names are only going to be in the ballot in the district where they are applying, where they have qualified. Now, but he's going to put that in your mind. So I don't know about these WGSO. He knows very well. He's a sniper for Mimi Owens. He's been doing this for a while. This is why how they ran off Mr. Paul. He wasn't going to put up with no craziness. But you use my name to play your craziness. I'm going to say whatever I got to say about it to defend myself. And in things that I have written about different situations, I never identified my stalker. Never. I did you a favor. But there's some things that are coming up that this woman pulled as Mimi Owens, and she might not have had the legal right to sign the Correa name. So Jeff is going to have to alert his children of the use of the Correa family name to pull some very wicked stuff that might pop up into their life because she used the Correa family name to do it. Now, y'all heard how she was talking to Jeff for a number of shows. And so you're getting to see what we have. We get other people she targets. That's the same venom that we have had for years. I've had it for 5 years from this woman. For her to turn around, talk bad about her husband on the air while he's trying to balance two sloppy drunks on the show. He said, she said, the whole world could hear what's going on, but in that bubble, she could just say, I had a bad day. Y'all should let Jeff hear what she said when she was mumbling into the deal. She said exactly what she thought of him, exactly what her agenda was. And then when he tried to, he didn't know everything she said. And then when he tried to say FCC, she turned around and just yelled right into the mic, I don't give it, whatever. So this is what she's been doing. Holding everyone's FCC license over their heads. She's been pulling stuff behind the scenes. Now she's got a surrogate mob character helping them. And it's got to stop. That's why I'm bringing it up. That was totally disrespectful, and it showed her agenda. That man does not deserve to be saddled with a drunk, and y'all shouldn't take advantage of it because she's helping you monetize for whatever you're doing and help her get into a rehab clinic. She's got a serious alcohol problem and substance abuse, and nobody wants to help her. Now, of course, she'll fight it, Jeff, whatever, I don't know their business, but when that goes on air, you're under an obligation to help this man and her. and her. That's why I'm bringing it up. Now, that's a problem. But it's not going to be a problem that I'm going to be saddled with. I'm a witness in a murder. And this woman is doing this to witnesses and victims. I'm not the only one. She is behind 4 different lawsuits filed against people to silence them. And she's behind them. That's why she knows everybody's business before they do. I don't play. I do not play. The people down in St. Bernard are vicious thugs. Don't set me up as being the shooter, a school shooter. You got to worry about them at the radio station. Y'all have to worry about them. You don't know what they did after Katrina. I do. That's the problem. So y'all are not going to frame me up for something that Pullman wants to do to cover up what he's been doing. They beat my mother up to force her to sign documents so they could give their cash cow, Daniel Lamoire, a paper. If I'm a pathological liar, then me calling you a mob whore wouldn't matter to people, right? You got it covered. But there's 4 mob whores that ought to get criminal racketeering charges. Landry's not going to do it. He's covering up for the 843 people that were put into a fertilizer warehouse in Independence, Louisiana, where the governor's brother's sheriff, Tangipahoa Parish. We had a house in Ponchatoula. And my furniture was there with the grass were there because I was going into Lafayette doing work. So, you know, how you ask me in deposition for a slammer accident, when did I live in Ponchatoula? I lived all my life in Ponchatoula. What are you kidding me? But that's the Liger attorney. Right before the U.S. DOJ announces that Phil Whitman, as the attorney for the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans, got caught submitting false and misleading documents to FEMA and insurance companies. So that was the whole idea to get me in deposition to show me you can cover up even when I'm the target in a slammer accident. That's sad. So it's not hatred of you, Landry. You're not strong enough to be our governor. You're a little mouse thug, right along with the pedophiles that voted you into office with the trade on a homestead exemption fraud vote. That's what you traded off to cover up corruption. You got them in St. Bernard, Morrell. If this guy wouldn't have called up, a man from St. Bernard called up Jeff's show in the morning and said they're about to settle with the family of a 15-year-old that they had disrobing in jail, performing sex acts on the show. So I found out it was about food. How dare you hold off food from somebody and do that? That's where Mimi Owens wants me to go to jail, head whore, head mob whore. Really? Who's Burnett? Mimi Owens has at least one friend that went on the premises
final minute,
of
Barbara.
Jermaine Wells' mansion with a 10-year-old kid. The kid was not in her custody. The kid might have made it. Maybe somebody made a phone call to the husband, told him what was going on, and that's why the kid made it. So much time we got left to the top of the hour.
35 seconds.
Oh, well, we're going to see the same time next week if I don't get killed by the mob, but we trying. So we'll see you. All the love of the universe, everybody. And help Jeff get his wife into rehab then. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu.
This
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.